Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we have Larry on his phone down south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
There have been some developments overseas that could be very, very important for everybody to know about. You probably know that for the most part, it looked like Putin had kind of backed off and was cooling his feet, but now we're finding information from various sources that that's probably not the case at all. Before we get rolling, I'd like to read to you, this is a prophecy against Babylon, America, Isaiah 47:8. Therefore, hear now this, thou that art given to pleasures, that dwellest carelessly, that saith in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. I shall not sit a widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. And, of course, it goes on to say that, yes, you will. Ezekiel 39:6, and I will send a fire on Magog, and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So what we're waiting for, basically, is the start of a whole bunch of bad news. And we may be already hearing it. We're just not ready really to, I don't know what the word would be, to come to a knowledge that this is actually coming down now. I want to ask Larry about this one. Decree of the President of the Russian Federation on the conscription of citizens of the Russian Federation who are in reserve for military training 2021. And then we have signs of further, now this comes from a Greek newspaper, we have signs of further escalation in the Russian-Ukrainian issue, this was issued today, as Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a decree calling on all reservists to classify at a time when the withdrawal of Russian forces from the border with Ukraine is almost non-existent. In other words, you're hearing fake news. In fact, few Russian forces have withdrawn from the Ukrainian border, leading to concerns in several European and non-European capitals. Read also Russia's Maskovka in action, the last act of the Ukrainian drama that will last for months, begins colossal landing exercises, implementing the naval blockade of Ukraine. In addition, the 6-month naval blockade of Ukraine was implemented, as War News 247 had long ago revealed. Ukrainian President Zelensky has rejected Putin's offer of talks with Donetsk and I can never pronounce that one. Anyway, saying he does not talk to terrorists. Observers say the Northern Fleet landing craft remain in the Black Sea. The fact of their non-departure was also confirmed by the command of the Northern Fleet. Ukrainian sources note that all Russian landing craft are in Sevastopol, I guess, divided into two groups, and 43 Ukrainian tanks were launched. What do you make of that, Larry? Before we get into Hal Turner, who is much more versed on what's going on, but that seems to be a confirmation.
Well, I think that, matter of fact, I picked up a National Enquirer because of the headline on it today. Now, I have to say, years ago, the National Enquirer was basically a rag, but do you know today the National Enquirer has the same integrity as all mainstream media. As a matter of fact, the Inquirer probably gives a little more truth out than mainstream media ever thought of anymore. But oddly enough, the headline there was that the new axis, which is Russia, China, and North Korea, has planned a spring offensive, three different wars around the world to begin at the same time. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that you would find that in a rag. But then that's how they communicate sometimes with their other travelers in the night. You know, they tell people, okay, we're going to put something in there, so just watch it. You'll know when you see it. Anyway, here's another one. And this may be why Putin's doing what he's doing. Royal Navy's world-class strike group sets sail to challenge Putin's Black Sea dominance. The Royal Navy's new carrier strike group, headed by the HMS Queen Elizabeth, is set for its first operational deployment and will showcase the largest concentration of maritime and air power to leave the UK in a generation. The Royal Navy's flagship carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, cost £3 billion to build and is equipped with 8 U.S.-made F-35B stealth fighter jets. The whole carrier strike group consists of 6 Navy ships, 14 helicopters, a company of Royal Marines, and a submarine armed with Tomahawk cruise missiles. I guess if I was Putin, I'd be a little concerned about that. What do you think?
Well, I seem to remember he recently, on live worldwide television, addressed the Jungle Book where the old line was broken.
Yep. I think this whole thing is scripted, but it doesn't really matter if you're crawling out of nuclear ruins because of the rich men of the earth. Anyway, Ministry of Defense, MOD, declined a request to explain which vessels in a strike force group would sail into the Black Sea. Now, you got to remember something. Putin is blocking off all, I believe, access to the Black Sea as well as the Sea of Azov. They've already closed one of those entryways to get into the Sea of Azov, and it appears as though they're going to be blocking around Tripoli or Constantinople, that area. What's kind of interesting is that in that prophecy where they talked about that first Russia would take Crimea, and when they did, the sounds of the footsteps of Messiah could then be heard. And when they took Constantinople, then Messiah was imminent and could come right away. Well, if you go into Google and view what's really going on over there, the reason they want Constantinople is to close that entryway into the Black Sea. And that's why they're going to do it. And now, as Larry will tell us, they've blocked, I think, a good share of the airspace over in that area. What's your latest, Larry?
Yeah, that's a really interesting post come up early this evening on Hal Turner. Here's the headline. Said Turkey suddenly blocking all NATO aircraft from using Turkish airspace. Said keeping NATO flights from the Black Sea and Ukraine.
Wow. Does it elaborate any more than that, or is it just a headline?
No, it elaborates, but you'd have to go into Hal Turner. You can and scroll down to read it.
Okay. Here's another one, go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to mention that was my notes. That's just the headline. It's not the whole story.
Okay. Get ready for war, goes the headline. General urges Ukrainians to prepare for imminent conflict with Russia. This is released April 26th. Get ready for war. General urges Ukrainians to prepare for imminent conflict with Russia. A top Ukrainian general has warned the country it must prepare for the worst and be ready to go to war with Russia at any time. Over the past month, Moscow has amassed over 100,000, now we know it's around 200,000 soldiers, near its borders and the Crimean Peninsula. This unprecedented buildup of troops led military experts to fear that a Russian invasion was imminent. Towards the end of last week, Putin sought to de-escalate tensions between the two countries after ordering a partial withdrawal of troops from Russia's western borders with the Ukraine. However, Major General, whatever his name is, said he did not believe that the threat of war has been eliminated and argued that all the country must get ready for future conflict. And of course they know because Russia did this with Georgia. They withdrew and then they turned right around and hit them. Boom. And they took quite a bit of Georgia when they did that. What else have you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention I had attempted to get Barry Rothman, who's really, really busy. He spends more time on Mars than he does on Earth. But anyway, I'd ask him, I sent him a list of about 13 names, associate names or terms to search in a possible Ukraine, Russia, USA war or some type of war. And very interestingly, you know, and it was terms like even like Putin and USA and you know, atomic and missiles and, you know, the whole scenario. It was just a long list. And anyway, he's very busy, but he did run me what I call, I guess, a pre-code, if there is such a thing. And here's what the note he sent me back. Very, very interesting, though. He said, Larry, extremely busy, but he said, I checked. He said there are 32 ELSs of Ukraine. Four or five of them which show your terms are linked in code. The terms that jumped out, especially in special case skip, show number one, Russia, number two, war, number three, USA.
Yep. Yep. This is this is why I wanted people to give you a heads up. Everybody's breathing so-called sigh of relief. You shouldn't. Putin's done this before. Putin is smarter than all of our collective Western brains put together. The guy's a fox, and he knows exactly what he's doing. And we don't. And we think pretty much, as I read to you in the very beginning, we're not ever going to see sorrow. We're not ever going to see the loss of children. We're too brilliant. We're too smart, et cetera, et cetera. And we get hit in a time when nobody believes we would be hit. Anyway, I wanted to get into Hal Turner's Russia Calls Up Military Reservists and get into that a little more. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree calling for military duty of Russians in reserve. The document was posted on an official internet portal of legal information. It comes into force from the date of the publication, and we did vet it. It is real. It is true. In accordance with the decree, the government and regional authorities must ensure the implementation of activities related to the collections of such people. The action is in addition to the normal spring conscription for military service, which also began in Russia on April 1st. The military plans to recruit 134,000 people for the spring conscription. Well, now this is in addition to those 134,000. It's probably very much like the United States, where if you've been in the military at all, you are a reservist. I've been a reservist for years. And technically, they can call you up if they need you. I think it quits after a certain age. But anyway, so this is big, big news. Because he already put, did he not, Larry, the full military, active military, on high alert, if I remember right.
Well, he did, and that also includes submarines at sea and the Arctic base and a lot of the Russian stuff down by Norway and that region. And, you know, it's pretty massive, and people just don't realize it.
Yeah, we're going to get blindsided because we're not being told anything. Our media folks, including Fox News, all the mainstream media, they're nothing but a bunch of liars. They're propagandists. We don't have journalists anymore. I can't say we don't have any. We have a few, but they're censored. If they put up something that the deep state doesn't want you to know about, they just rip them apart. We have fallen victim to a full-scale communist assault, Biden and Obama leading the way. These people are headed for hell, but that doesn't change the hell that we're going to go through here if the Lord doesn't come back for his church. And it's just too bad that the American people are still sitting around, you know, eating their brats and waiting for the next big game or something. It's amazing. And I watched a video up in England. This was about the shutdowns and the lockdowns that are going on and the mask wearing and all of that garbage of this, what they're doing here for Charlie Victor Alpha 9. It's just amazing how the people over there, actually, they were having a very peaceful in some park, and the bobbies, the police, came, and they started harassing and occasionally beat up a couple of them, and the crowd turned on the cops and all but chased them out. It was a great thing to see them tackle these Nazi stormtroopers who call themselves police. Same thing happened up in Canada. Again, they went back to this church, and once again, this pastor threw them out. Get out of my church. You're just a bunch of Nazi thugs. And that's what they are. And unfortunately, you've got a lot of sheriff departments and police departments in this country that will become the Nazi thugs and brown shirts of Nazi Germany, because they're stupid and they don't even know what's going on. And so they're going to do what they're told to do. Larry, you were in the police for a long, long time. Did you see any changes that were kind of scary in attitudes?
Oh, yeah. It concerned me when actually the police, I actually saw it begin to pivot from to protect and serve. It pivoted to us and them.
I suppose that's kind of a training thing, or was this just an attitude spiritual shift?
No, it was also involved the training, and actually I was told by an older FBI agent about the time that began to happen. He said, I'm retiring. He said, I'm leaving the FBI. He says, I'm not going where they're going to take this, you know, the feds. And he said, you won't like the new FBI. And then he was out and he was gone. And then the new ones that came in, they were a different breed.
Yeah. Yep. America has turned, right, and the American people have allowed that to happen. And I'm not saying that people don't stand up here and there, because they are, and they're beginning to fight back. They're beginning to wake up. I don't know if it's too late or not, but we're going to have major unrest in the United States. I can almost guarantee it. As to how far it goes, I don't know. But I guess my warning to the police, the sheriff departments, even the National Guards and your mercenaries, you're headed for hell if you partake of this. You really are. You can laugh all you want. Hell's real. I saw part of it. You don't want to see it. If you saw what I saw, you'd be on the ground screaming for mercy. And I only saw a little infinitesimal amount of what goes on down there. It's real. And this is where these people are all going to end up, because they wouldn't be doing what they're doing if they knew who the Lord was. And they don't. They can sit there and say, oh, I'm a Christian, so I know, I'm blah, blah, blah. No, you're not. No, if you're serving in this and you're part of this, you're not a Christian. You couldn't be a Christian and do it. Impossible. So this is where the line's going to get drawn. This is where the rubber meets the road. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? And if you're on the communist side, you're on Satan's side. If you're with the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates and all of that, and you're sitting there, can't wait, like the National Guard now, giving jabs, you people that are giving those jabs, you're serial killers. These jabs are nanobot jabs. They have nothing to do with any kind of a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It never was a vaccine. So, you know, proof is coming now. So if you want to be a serial killer, go ahead. Be a serial killer. But don't plead ignorance, because it's like nurses and doctors all over this country that are giving all this stuff. You haven't done your research and you call yourself a doctor? You call yourself a physician? What kind of an idiot remark is that? It's your job to protect the people. You can't even do the homework to figure out what you're giving these people when you give them the jab? Are you too lazy or are you just too stupid with some sort of a doctor's degree after your name? And if you're a nurse and you're doing this, why are you doing it? Have you not done any research? There's all kinds of stuff now out there on the web, how the deep global deep state and the corruption on medical journals is totally baloney. They don't have any more journalism. They don't have any more real research. And you can tell it because some of these journals come out and say, well, vitamin C is bad for you. Well, vitamin D, you know, that doesn't do you a bit of good. These are all part of pharmaceuticals, just like Revelation 18:23 tells you. These medical tyranny people, these pharmaceuticals, I wouldn't want to be any one of them. I tell you that. I went for a job interview a long, long time ago for a major pharmaceutical. And I'm telling you something. These people are evil to the core. They have been totally corrupted. Anyway, I don't want to get off on that. We haven't got a lot of time. Turkey blocking NATO from airspace. You already brought that up. How have they actually... Do you know if they've actually turned away some people or aviators?
Yeah, scroll down and you'll see the maps, the flat maps showing a complete ban. Nobody goes over Turkey.
Wow. Well, this is going to get interesting to see who the players really are. And what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention also, Dave Hodges broke one this morning, says Germany has allied with Russia against the United States. He said that intel indicates that the Chinese, Germans, and Russians are in Canada now preparing an attack. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't know how to tell people anymore. They, you know, when you read a headline like that, they look at you like you're stupid. But if you'll remember, about a month ago, Stuart, I was telling and warning of intel that was coming in indicating Germany was talking to Russia in a back door.
Yes. Yeah, and when I was in Canada a long, long time ago now, I can't remember how long ago, and that shows you how old I am, they were telling me up there that there were Russian and Chinese forces, and there was a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer who had done a lot of research on Chinese infiltration. He said they were all over Canada. So you can almost say Canada has made a deal with the Chinese and the Russians. And when this war comes, they intend to parcel it up, the United States. And, well, if things don't change, that's exactly what's going to happen. And so the only thing you can do, folks, out there, really, is to prepare yourselves. Prophecy has to be fulfilled. It's going to happen. When I tell these people they're going to go to hell, yes, they are. They are. It's in prophecy. If they don't repent, they're going to a very, very bad place. And it doesn't matter. It's not my opinion. It's the Lord's opinion. And that's what matters, is what the Lord has to say about it. And I just wanted to read one section here. I read it the other night, but it's pertinent. We will find something or cause it, like a pandemic that targets certain people, a real economic crisis or not, a virus that will affect the old or the fat. It doesn't matter. The weak will succumb to it. The fearful and the stupid will believe it and ask to be treated. And we have taken care to have planned a treatment that will be the solution. The selection of idiots will thus be done on its own. They will go to the slaughterhouse on their own. Give me the jab. Give me the jab. Oh, I need the jab. I'm so scared. I want the jab. I want to be protected. That's what he's talking about right here. 1981, folks. Actually, this goes way back beyond 1981. It's way, way back. Started back in World War II, actually. Anyway, here's another one. 1994 book, 4 billion useless eaters will be eliminated. No cash or coin. It'll all be digital. Until you disobey, then they will shut you off. So there you go. Anything else, Larry, before we close? Now, Wednesday, we'll do a little bit more on this, but we wanted to alert you. This thing could go overnight, anytime. Depends on what Putin's got in mind and how he wants to do it. But don't think for a minute it's been over or, you know, de-escalated, because it hasn't. The reports are coming in. No, it has not been de-escalated at all. Yeah, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that there are reports that Biden is moving a number of B-52 bombers to the Middle East or Qatar, and the reason is that he's worried about the Taliban in Afghanistan. We need to really watch closely.
Does he want to bomb, nuke the poppy fields and stop the heroin traffic? That's why he needs B-52s. Yeah, I would imagine he's got the B-52s over there. And once again, folks, Putin is not an idiot. He knows why those B-52s are there. He's not an idiot. And he already told you, you want a war? I don't mind. You want to go nuke? I don't mind that either. We'll go toe-to-toe. So just be informed. This is not a good thing that's happening. And as usual, U.S. media is not carrying anything about it. They're worthless. Our U.S. media, including all mainstream TV, is basically worthless at this point. It means nothing. They lie through their teeth constantly. Last word, Larry.
Well, this reminds me of James Rossoni's novel that started with Rigged and then went to Peacekeepers in an American Civil War.
Yep, that's where we're headed. Blue helmets be patrolling the streets of America. Henry Kissinger said that. And most of the American people will applaud it, will welcome it, that we have now gone under total communist rule. Amazing. how this stuff is being foisted upon the American people without a whimper. Anyway, good night, folks. I just wanted to let you know, Larry wanted to let you know, this is really deadly stuff that could be developing anytime. And this is bad news, but the good news is the Lord Jesus Christ saved us. Anyway, take care and heads up.